Hi there, it's Big R. And we're going to do a little echo demonstration setup for you. By the way, this is a Boronel recording. Wear headphones. That word was to have been binaural. Excuse me. This is a binaural recording, so hopefully you're wearing headphones. Hello, everybody. I'm going to do a startup of the Amazon Echo, and I have to tell you right now, I don't know what I'm doing. I only know from what I've heard. I have the Echo unpacked. I'll describe the Echo at some point, but right now we're just going to get into the setup, see if I can even get this thing to work. I've got the power supply here. I'm unbinding the rubber band right now. Man, this is a huge power supply. It's a square, one of those square plastic ones. And I guess we'll just plug it in, see if it'll fit anywhere. Everybody needs another one of these. Okay. That's plugged into the power strip. And now I'm going to feed this thing through the bottom of the Echo, slip the cord through it, and now I'm going to plug it in, and we have to wait for a minute before it starts to talk. Plugged in. All right, now we're just going to wait. They say it takes about a minute. I have the app on my phone. You have to use the Echo app.
Hello. Your Amazon Echo is ready for setup. Just follow the instructions in your Echo app.
Okay, so we'll go to the Echo app.
Amazon folder, Amazon folder, four apps, opening Amazon folder, Amazon, heading, text Amazon, Amazon music, instant video, Echo, double tap to open. Your app is being updated, please wait, period.
Interesting.
Echo setup, welcome, Randy Resnick. Get started with these easy steps. Begin Echo setup, bullet, connect Echo to Wi-Fi, put batteries in your Echo remote, learn how to use Echo, sign out.
Okay, so we'll just go through one step at a time here. Flicking to the right.
Sign out, link. Begin Echo setup, button. Learn how to use Echo, listen, bullet. Put battery, bullet, learn how to, bullet, put batteries in your Echo remote.
I've done that already.
Bullet, connect Echo to Wi-Fi.
I haven't done that yet because I'm not sure how to do it yet.
Bullet, put back, bullet. Learn how to use Begin Echo setup button.
Okay, we're going to set it up.
Begin Echo setup button. Wait for orange light ring. Make sure your Echo is plugged into a power outlet. Wait for the light ring to turn orange. Takes 1 minute. Then continue. Continue. Cancel setup. Don't see the orange light ring. Connect your iPhone to Echo. Go to your Wi-Fi settings on this iPhone and select the Amazon XXX network. It may take up to a minute to display. Wait until Echo says you are connected. Then return to the screen. Waiting for connection. Cancel. Waiting for connection. 0.00.
Gonna go to settings, go to Wi-Fi.
Closing Amazon folder, Amazon iMovie. Dock, App Store, in dock, position. Messages, 5 of contacts, phone, 3, page 2 of 3, edge. Audio boom, overcast, mail, weather folder, Safari, social folder, Google, music, FaceTime, reading out folder, settings. Double tap to open.
Hang on, I'm going to shut the door here so the dogs... I have copied my Wi-Fi and hopefully I can just paste it here.
Airplane mode, walk, Wi-Fi, bigger, button. Bluetooth on, button, Wi-Fi, bigger, button. Wi-Fi, settings, back button.
Let's see if this is shown. Let's see if Amazon is shown.
Selected, Big R, secure, more info, Big R, choose a network. Amazon 32U, signal strength 97%.
There it is.
Double tap to join the network. VR, secure, signal strength 91%.
You've connected to Echo. Go ahead and finish the setup in your Echo app.
More info, big HP print 94 photo smart 7500. More info, big R, secure, signal strength 91%. Double tap to join the network.
Oh, weird. I thought you had to put in a password.
Echo. Double tap to open. Continue. Echo. Echo setup. Heading level 3. Connected to Echo. Heading level 3. Select continue to proceed with setup. Continue. Button. HP print 94 photo smart 7520. Big R. Kims. ASUS. CenturyLink 3699. Mohel 815. My chart Wi-Fi 4F2G. Netgear 68. A HUD underscore 31944MH054BE. Add network. Netgear 68. My chart Mohel 815. CenturyLink 3000. ASUS. Kims. Big R. HP print 94 photo. Select your Wi-Fi network. Heading level 2. HP print 94. Big R.
Well, that would be mine. Man, there's a lot of networks.
Bigger. Connect. Password. Show password. Show advanced options. Password. Password. Text field. Double tap to edit. Password. Text field. Is editing.
Hopefully, I can just paste my password in here.
Continue. Button. It will connect with Echo automatically. Listen. Continue. Button. Continue. Setup complete. Echo is now connected to Wi-Fi. Continue. Button. Intro to Echo. This short video will walk you through some basics to help get you started.
Continuing on with the Echo demonstration. The Echo has now been properly set up, and it's a day later as I record this. And we are recording on the date. I forgot the date. Alexa, what's the date?
Today is Friday, June 5th.
I really did forget the date, honestly. I'm still in binaural recording. I know there have been a couple others that have done Echo demonstrations, so I don't really want to beat this to death. We have pioneers like Liam and Chris Karbowski that I've heard, but I have not heard demonstrations of what happens when you get into a little bit of trouble. So for those of you who are getting an Echo, let me try to cover some of these things that may give you trouble in the future when you get this device, so you don't have to go through some of the painstaking swearing like I've done. Now, being that I've said that, it's not difficult once you figure out how to get around some of these issues. And that is not to say that these individuals have not covered these. It's either been too long since I've heard the podcasts, or some of these things weren't covered, which is okay. But I just want to kind of direct you away from the pitfalls. Let me give you my thoughts on what I think of it so far. I think it's a really neat assistant. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that know me and have really well, know that I just suck at spelling. There is no question about it. Thank God for spell check. I know everybody's got issues with something. That's my only issue, by the way. So, you know, other than that, the big R is okay. You know, he just sucks at spelling. So, let me give you a demonstration of how this thing spells before we take it out for a spin. So there's no need to have a phobia of this when you start getting... Oh, okay, well, let's do the word for phobia. Alexa, spell phobia.
Phobia is spelled P-H... O, B, I, A.
Alexa, spell pneumonia.
Pneumonia is spelled P, N, E, U, M, O, N, I, A.
Alexa, definition for pneumonia.
Pneumonia means respiratory disease characterized by inflammation of the lung parenchyma, excluding the bronchi, with congestion caused by viruses or bacteria or irritants.
Now, to me, guys, this is really worth its weight because of spelling issues. And yes, you know, I can grab my iPhone and ask Siri, but this is a more seamless experience if I'm at my desk. Let me turn around here. All right, well, we're just going to assume that I'm at the computer, and here's the keyboard tray, right-hand tray. Left-hand end of tray. big broadcast microphone. So you're hearing some of these things around here. So, yes, I could use spell check, or I could just simply say, Alexa, define physiology.
The term physiology means 1, the branch of the biological sciences dealing with the functioning of organisms, 2, processes and functions of an organism.
Alexa, spell parsec.
Parsec is spelled P-A-R-S-E-C.
Alexa, define parsec.
The term parsec means a unit of astronomical length based on the distance from Earth at which stellar parallax is 1 second of arcade, equivalent to 3.262 light years.
Alexa, how far is it to the moon?
The moon's distance is 239,000 miles, 384,000 kilometers.
Now, I think that is cool. I'm using a normal tone of voice and getting all this information. Alexa, who is Britney Spears?
Britney Jean Spears is an American singer and actress.
Okay, so Alexa, is Britney Spears alive?
Yes, Britney Spears is alive.
Okay, so it knows lots of things. All right, some of the pitfalls. Let me go over a couple of things. There are 2 buttons, and if you have the cord coming out of Amazon Echo facing at the back of the unit, you have 2 buttons, one on the right, one on the left. The one on the right is a mute button that will mute the sound. And if you hold that button down, it puts you in setup mode in case you have an issue. The one on the left is the one that I had real issues with, and I thought that Amazon Echo had to be sent back, and I just couldn't figure out why it wasn't listening to me. So let me show you an example of this. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 2:11.
Now I'm going to push this button with no dot on it on the left. Alexa, are you online? Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, I think you're a real piece of work. Now, what that is you can shut off the microphone array on which there are 7 of them. So it can't hear you at all. And I went through setup again. I unplugged the device, plugged it in, and it was the same thing. Once you hit that mute, it will not hear you. I will unmute now by pushing the left-hand button. Alexa, are you online?
Yes, I am currently connected to the internet.
Alexa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but only when you say my name.
Okay, there you go. So that was the issue. The mute button was pressed. I want to tell you about another thing that I'm having difficulty with, and those of you who are blind may have the same issue, or I apparently am not doing something correct, but I think that the application for an eye device for Amazon Echo is the most worthless app out there right now for accessibility. The buttons don't work. At least they don't for me. And believe me, I've tried everything I could to get them to work. If you're in setup mode, you can easily train the voice. But if you go out of the training session, I see no way of getting it back. Now, after having said that, after being really frustrated with the app on the iPhone, I decided to really dig in with both hands and look at help with Amazon Echo on the internet. And there is a link that you can go to that shows you Amazon Help and how you can set up your accounts using the website. And the website is such that if you know your screen reader really well, you can navigate. You have to do some left mouse clicks to get to the places that you want to activate. But for the most part, it's quite doable. I've managed to set up things like streaming music through Pandora. I've got it to link up with my Pandora account, and I'll demonstrate that for you. Here's what's pretty cool. Now, I know I don't have certain things programmed into Pandora, so we'll say something like, Alexa, play Black Eyed Peas, Pandora Radio.
Should I add Black Eyed Peas station to your Pandora account?
Yes.
Okay, I've added it. Here it is.
Alexa, play Billy Joel, Pandora Radio.
Getting your Billy Joel radio station from Pandora.
She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I...
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play some blues.
A prime playlist for blues. Top prime songs, blues.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play some acoustic blues.
Acoustic blues playlist from Prime. Rockabye Baby's top songs.
I thought that was real. Alexa, stop. Pretty cool stuff. Alexa, play some Boogie Woogie.
Boogie Woogie by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra from Prime Music.
Alexa, volume 5. Alexa, stop. Alexa, read the news.
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News from TuneIn.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A friend of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev is awaiting his sentence this afternoon. Robel Philippos was convicted of lying to the FBI.
Alexa,
another
stop.
Friend of
So some pretty cool stuff for media. Let's try a local station here in Duluth, Minnesota, where I am. Alexa, play KUMD radio.
KUMD FM from TuneIn.
You know, I'd sit and mess with it in the studio and mixing it. I was like, you know, I really want to put this on our album. And you know, just because it sounds different.
Alexa, stop.
And I like the...
Alexa, play KTCZ radio.
Cities 97. Discover new music from iHeartRadio.
Out of Minneapolis. Alexa, play BBC Radio 4.
BBC Radio 4 on TuneIn.
circumstances that they try and find the answer in the bottle. And one of the things we have to do is make those social changes as well.
A similar point, actually.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, add bananas to my shopping list.
I've added bananas to your shopping list.
Alexa, add smoked turkey to my shopping list.
I've added smoked turkey to your shopping list.
Very responsive, very cool, and it seems to do a lot of neat personal assistant type stuff. So, all in all, there's some updates that are coming that I'm going to be happy with, like weather alerts, and it will grow as it gains more foothold, I think. I know there's going to be more things coming out. There are a few things that I'm not sure how to do yet as I'm making this recording. Like, I'm not sure how to add to favorites, or if you can add favorite radio stations. But I know there's a whole bunch of old-time radio stations on TuneIn that I'd like to add, and I don't know how to add them as yet. I tried to add things to favorites, and it added to my shopping list. So, I don't know if this can be done yet or not, but I hope it will in the future, or maybe it is. I don't know how to do that yet. Now, I don't profess to know everything about this device as yet, but I thought you'd like to have an overview as I see it and how I have got it to do things, like adding to my Pandora account, which I didn't think I was going to be able to do with the phone. I had to do it on the website. And I think I've come a long way in just a few hours working with this device. So if you know all the pitfalls, you'll probably do a lot better and a lot quicker than I am. But not too bad, really. You can do things like play podcasts and play just about anything that you can play. I know there are other demonstrations out there that can demonstrate podcasts and things like that, but I just thought I'd show you some of the pitfalls that I ran into and some of the things that I've been playing around with. Hope you're interested, and if you want to hear more, just retweet this and send it out and have others follow me, and I'll follow you back on Audio Boom or Twitter. Look for The Big R, all one word, THEBIGR. Before I forget, let me try to pair this with my phone. I haven't done this yet. I looked it up, so we're just going to go on the fly here and see if we can do this. Alexa, pairing mode. Didn't understand me. Alexa, pair.
Ready to pair. Go to the Bluetooth settings on your mobile device and choose Echo-3-2-U.
Dock, settings. Double tap to open. Settings. Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. On. Button. Bluetooth. Settings. Back button. Bluetooth. Head. Bluetooth. On. Now discoverable as The Big R's iPhone 6. My devices. Heading. Bose Sound Lake Wireless Mobile Speaker. Not connected. Button. More info. Bose Jumbo Stereo. Not connected. But more info. Other devices. In progress. Echo 3-2-U. Button. Echo 3-2-U. Connecting.
Connected to Bluetooth.
All right.
Other devices. More info. Jumbo stereo. Not connected.
Now this is coming through the Echo right now.
U player. Scanners and news folder. Radio stations. Create your own radio folder. Six apps. Settings. Double tap to open.
Alexa, disconnect.
Disconnected from Bluetooth.
Now, I wonder if it can pair without going through the process again. Alexa, connect.
Searching. Connected to Bluetooth.
Now, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. I didn't know it would do that. Now, I don't have to go through the process again. Alexa, disconnect.
Disconnected from Bluetooth.
All right, so there you have it. That's about all I know, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Again, I do these demonstrations off the cuff. I do not edit them to show that Alexa can perform, or any device can perform, faster than it does. I only edit where I cough or make other noises, which we won't go into right now, unless you're the type of person that really wants to hear about it. In that case, you can follow me. And okay, anyway, that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. You take care. We'll see you on another podcast, such as Accessible Devices. Do a search for A11Y Devices, where Pete Lane and Jeff Thompson and myself will give you the best podcast you've ever heard. Okay, well, at least I didn't lie most of the time. See you later, everybody. Alexa, play Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense.
Songs from Stop Making Sense by Talking Heads.
Hi.
Hi. See you later, everybody. Alexa, stop.